Big week. Big weekend coming up.
That's right. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dewey Dudes, episode 127. We know it's been a while. We want to say we appreciate your patience, allowing us to take a little time off, to get some well-needed R&R, to go out and do the work we needed to do. But we're back. Wouldn't you say, Emilio?
You know, I needed that break. I don't know about you. Needed that. Evan and I recently spent some time upstate, as it seems like we've been doing for the past year. A nice time, you know, reevaluating our lives, our relationship to skincare,
our relationship to each other.
To each other, yeah.
I wonder if, like, eventually, if we ever listen back to this, like, this time in our lives, or listen back to these episodes, if we'll be able to kind of, like, piece together the things we're talking about around, like, whatever subject matter we're addressing, or, like, our general tones, or, I don't know, just, like, the way we talk about things, if we'll be able to understand just how you and I are kind of going, not, like, together, but, yeah, like, turning 30, right?
Yeah.
And I know we keep mentioning this on the pod, but it is something that just, like, it's the topic that keeps coming up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think, like, I don't think I will ever listen back. Well, maybe, I don't know. I'd have to be, like, really far removed from it. But yeah, it would be interesting. I think you'd immediately be able to notice, like, or be aware of the headspace that we're in. Cause it's kind of like, the other day I was looking at my iPhone notes and I was looking at something I wrote in, like, 2014. And I was like, oh yeah, like, I was really thinking the exact same shit. I'm thinking, not, it was just,
oh, really?
Like, one specific topic about, like, getting my life together. I realized, like, oh, I'm, like, in the exact same headspace with regards to that as I was back in 2014, but the circumstances were completely different, and I'd completely forgotten, like, what was going on at that time. But as soon as you kind of, like, read that, you're like, oh yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're sick of it. Dirty 30.
They being the listeners.
The listeners, yeah, they.
I know one specific person is sick of hearing it.
Oh, Anna?
No, not Anna.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else. They'll go unmentioned. Yeah, no, that's funny, though, that you looking back in 2014 and realizing you just always had this grind set mentality. I don't think that ever goes away. I think, like, whatever, like, this whole entire, oh, I need to get my life together mindset, I think you're going to have that until the grave, my guy.
I mean, you're just, like, you're thinking the same, and you think you've, like... not even progress, you've just done some work to, like, change in that aspect or be, like, calmer about certain things, and then I guess it really takes, like, reading it to realize that it hasn't changed at all. So I don't know.
Sure.
I'm trying to figure out a way to, like, progress out of that, but maybe you're right. Maybe that's just, yeah, the grind.
Well, it's funny, like, all right, like, in a therapy session, you know, I was kind of bringing up some of the things that were causing my cortisol levels to spike and just overall stress. And he was like, well, you've been in this situation before, so, like, you know, you're kind of used to this. I was like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I'm really used to this. Like, I don't know if I'll ever get used to this feeling, even though it's a reoccurring thing that comes up. So, and then it begs the question, is therapy even worth doing it, even working, even doing anything for me? But I'll keep going until I have a better sense of, until I have a clearer answer.
Until, as long as the funds can keep it going.
I mean, student loans, we're repaying them now, folks.
Did it already start? I gotta.
It already started. I already sent a check. The pause is over. So I don't know. Maybe I have to allocate funds. Maybe I have to get rid of therapy and start paying, you know, the gov.
You probably got some subscriptions you can cut. You can cut down.
I have been assessing. And I'm sure everyone else is too, with these Bidenomics. But anyway, let's get into the episode. We do have an announcement, some housekeeping that we want to address for that has to do with, I guess, not unrelated to what we just talked about, but getting into to letting go of things, to shedding ourselves of items and feelings that we no longer need. But which is that a bad segue?
No, that was great.
You mall. Okay.
Yeah, U-Mall. What is U-Mall? For the listeners that don't know.
U-Mall. How would we describe this? So, friend of the pod, former guest of the pod, Gerald Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
He and his girlfriend started this. I guess it's just like a, it's almost like a stoop sale. What did you, it's like a stoop sale, but it's
out of the back of a U-Haul.
A U-Haul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they just, they get the U-Haul and then they, I sent the flyer to someone the other day and they're like, they didn't know what it was. And they were just like, Greenpoint, the location's just Greenpoint. Like where the fuck?
Greenpoint? Yeah, no, I saw.
But it's because they find a spot around McCarran Park, and once they're posted up, they send out the location. So, usually we're just hanging out. There is rain on the forecast. I feel like two of these have been postponed before because of rain. So I'm hoping,
right,
it does not rain. Because yeah, I need to get rid of some stuff. But we kind of like agreed to do this sale. I don't know about, well, yeah, I don't have anything to sell. Like, I think I'm like, well, I got to start looking through everything in my apartment and I'm sure I'll find stuff, but I think I'm going to have to like sell some stuff, you know, practice letting go, sell some stuff I'm not too sure I want to let go of, but just throw some pieces into the mix. Might bring a guitar. I don't know. Just gonna try to.
You might sell a guitar.
Might sell a guitar.
A little closer look into the items that are up for sale. People bring furniture. People bring decor pieces. Yeah, they bring
things they make. Vintage things.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of clothes, shoes. There's jewelry there, and there will be an array of sellers. So it won't just be Dewey dudes. But we're going to show up there, and I have plans in addition to some clothes I need to sell. I'm going to bring, I think, just like a box full of unopened
skincare.
And I'm going to check to make sure they're not expired, because I have like so much. I still have like Augustinus Botter that I don't need that I've never opened.
Yeah.
There's some like Hanukkah shit. There's a Stradia box here that like I haven't even opened. there's just so much stuff. I mean, yeah, anything that I've received in the last year, I think that's up for. I'm gonna push out.
Yeah, I have a cabinet full of skincare that I always tell myself, like in the kitchen, like unused skincare that I always tell myself I'm gonna get around to using this, but I think it's time.
Yeah, I have to kind of think about the price points at which I want to resell these things, because I don't know.
I mean, it's all gonna be clothing wise. No idea, and there are a couple people there that are really gonna come with some pieces.
Oh yeah, I'm not going to be self-conscious. I'm going to just say like, this is the shit I have, like, you know. Yeah. Like, I don't care. I need to get rid of these. If these fit, if they look good on you, it's yours.
Yeah, true. Good approach. Yeah.
Also, we have a full bag of these MILF hats.
Oh yeah, of botched MILF hats.
I think with like exclamation points as well. So if you really, really want a MILF hat.
Yeah.
But you're okay with the stitching being just fucking cooked.
Yeah. It's
show up.
Yeah. We'll have a lot of those.
Yeah.
Some of them are like, it depends how high your standard for a hat are. We'll price them accordingly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not looking to make money off
dollar
this.
For a hat. Yeah. No, I'm not looking to make money either. I'm just trying to, I need to get this. Yeah. I ain't got
not
the
here
storage for
the
it.
Community. You know, I'm out here just trying to, you know, get reacclimated with the city. I've been having my frustrations with it lately.
The city. What are the frustrations with the city? You know,
I'm just like, it's just loud. Like, yeah. It's things I've known for the last like 4 years, but I think like I've just hit my threshold. Not that I'm trying to like move out anytime soon, but I think once you start visiting other places as an adult, as like a you know, late 20s, early 30s adult, and realize, oh, there are other things that I might care about, and there are other places in the States that are like, I don't know, just as pleasant as, I mean, I wouldn't call New York pleasant, but you know, there are pleasant living situations. I don't know, it just makes you think. And then also just like driving back in that storm, Oh, on, yeah. Speaking of rain, shit getting rained out. Yeah, hopefully this doesn't happen next weekend. But just driving back in that flooding situation from Roscoe is just like just taking an hour to get across like Manhattan. Just the width of
that's
it.
The longest. Yeah, that's like the longest part of the drive, regardless of whether the weather's bad or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like stupid, like inconvenient stuff like that. But I don't know. It was nice going to friend of the pod, Jill.
Oh, yeah.
Her birthday was this weekend. She had a party at Julia's, and you know that was the first time I was kind of back and like hanging out with the homies. And yeah, I had a lot of there's a reason why people live here. Like, you know, you get to see you see all the same, not sometimes it's a bad thing, but like when you see all the same people. But that wasn't a bad situation. Yeah, I mean, you live in the city to be kind of around people and I guess be social. But when you're feeling a little antisocial, like I have been lately, it's kind of the negative side effects of those aspects really come into light. But do you have any skincare updates you want to mention?
Skincare updates. My skin is cooked. My skin is cooked. Like I said last pod, I just gotta get a facial. So I did open the Stradia box, and I don't remember if the old packaging had this, but the packaging on all the products they sent us, it has like on the vitamin C serum, it has like a 5-step process, and it's like the cleanser, treatment, something else, facial oil, moisturizer. And it says like where in those steps this product falls. And I've been doing that. And before I was always putting on a facial oil after my moisturizer. I guess you put on a facial oil before the moisturizer, or at least according to Stradia's packaging. So I've been doing that and just using exclusive Stradia. I feel like slowly my skin's starting to look better, but those are the only back on the Nutrafol. That's it though. Hair, not as great as it was drying upstate. The water makes a difference. And as much as
you were saying that while we were up there,
as much as the Jolie filter is filtering, it ain't getting close to the water from the springs of upstate New York. Did you notice a difference at all? Coming back,
it tasted
now?
Better.
Tasted better. Yeah, it tasted
better. I honestly, this is, I probably only took 2 showers up there, but I guess I was only up there for 3.5 days.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I washed my hair one of those days. I don't even think I washed my hair at all.
I mean, you got the long hair. Also,
well, then I put a hat on too, so I don't know. Like, I wasn't really paying attention to it, but you seem pretty particular about that. You seem like you're noticing the changes, but you have a lot more texture and like wave to your hair than I do.
I mean, so when it really dries differently, I guess I notice more because it's not. I guess you don't have curls that like dry differently, so it's either just like drier, shiny. No, shiny. No, yeah. Drier. Like, what's the word they use for shiny?
Shine.
Shine. Do they use shine? I thought it was something else. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Either looks dry or it's got some shine to it. Sheen.
Yeah.
Sheen.
Things I've been thinking about when it comes to skincare and aging. I think you put it into my head that maybe getting out of the city, going to a place with some fresh air, some natural. Fresh water resources coming into the home, made me think, oh, maybe that's something I need to consider more often in getting out. But also, this came up a few weeks ago. I mean, I know we've been gone for a little bit, but so I mentioned this to you. Mitt Romney retired.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no idea until he was announcing this that man is either turning 80 years old or is 80 years old. And he might be the best looking 80-year-old I've ever seen.
Mitt.
So this leads me to my next 76. Point.
Continue.
That's 76. Sick. Still, yeah. He looks incredible for 76. Okay.
Biden's 80.
I mean, 80 was a jump.
Yeah.
But, brother, is Mormonism the key
to aging gracefully,
to having, to aging gracefully, for collagen and production, to cell turnover. Is that really it?
Well, what is
no coffee, drinking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, what
else? Grind set, perpetual grind set. Mormons love to grind. They keep it in the community. They've really figured it out. So I'm not trying to convert,
mm-hmm.
but I think anybody who would like to cynically attack the Mormons, they've got one over you on something. That's called aging.
Aging. Yeah, I'd like to get a larger sample set.
Yeah.
For 76 he looks great.
All right, so let's skip around here. Any dudes of the week that we want to shout out, to mention?
Dudes of the week. I forgot this is a little segment we have. You got a dude of the week? Yeah. While I think about it real quick.
I got a few of them. I mean, yesterday Jimmy Butler. Did you not see this? Did you not see what he did during his oh my god.
No, what'd he do?
All right. So I don't know the backstory of this because I don't follow sports that.
I thought that was okay. I saw the photo.
You thought that was AI?
I thought that was fake. I never know these days with all the fucking yearbook photos. You know, it took me a couple of days to realize that was AI because I was like, why am I seeing all these images that kind of look the same? And then somebody tweeted about the AI generated yearbook photos, and I was like, oh, they got me.
So you thought.
I didn't think that
Jimmy Butler showing up with the emo swoop. That was,
I thought it was just photoshopped because I saw it in a meme. So, okay. So it's real. Yeah. So Jimmy Butler 20 hours ago debuts new emo look at Miami Heat media day.
I had Hot Topic PTSD with that one.
Oh my God. Are those piercings real?
I don't know. I don't know like what the joke is or the bit, but I love it. I just think it's worlds converging in a way that you wouldn't expect.
Yeah. And, wait, what did Pete Wentz have to do with this?
People were just calling him Heat Wentz.
Heat Wentz.
Yeah. Or Jimmy Eat World.
Jimmy Eat World.
Yeah. So that's a dude of the week that I'm sure everyone has already covered. Somebody else, though. So I watched this movie recently.
Mm-hmm.
I don't forget who the director is, and it's kind of a mid movie. It's mid, but it has what's his name? Fuck, what's the guy's name? Dylan McDermott. God, why was I forgetting that guy's name? There's this movie called The Clove Hitch Killer. Have you heard of this?
No.
It came out in like 2018. I don't know. For whatever reason, like I went down a rabbit hole because I watched this new awful movie on Netflix called Reptile with Justin Timberlake and. Benicio del Toro, and it's kind of like it's like a crime thriller.
Okay.
And it was just fine. I mean, you know, Benicio is incredible. I'll watch anything with him in it.
Sky Ferreira,
Sky Ferreira is in that?
According to the official cast list.
In which movie?
In Reptile.
Oh, Reptile? Maybe she was. I didn't even notice her. But you know, I went down the rabbit hole of I just love any kind of like seven David Fincher-esque movies, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's just something about like the vibe, and also just being interested in another Netflix docuseries about the Murdoch murders. So, you know, I was like, all right, I'm into this shit. And so I just put on this recommended movie, this fucking algorithmic algorithm pushed
gave in
recommendation called The Clove Hitch Killer. And it's the craziest premise. It is about a kid in Kentucky in like some evangelical family who, you know, he's in a Boy Scout troop. He's turning maybe like 17. He's getting ready for college. One night he sneaks out with his dad's truck and he takes a girl out, and, you know, they're necking in a parking lot.
Necking.
And they're necking, they're kissing, they're sucking face. And she asks him, hey, how does this seat like turn down? You know, she's trying to get a little freaky with it.
Mm-hmm.
And she looks for the lever, and then she pulls up this ripped out page of a magazine of this woman in bondage.
Okay.
And, you know, she thinks it's his truck.
Yeah.
And she's like, what the fuck are you into this kind of stuff? He's like, wait, no, what? you know, back up a little bit. So the movie starts off being like, the murders stopped happening 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, like 13 women had been just brutally tortured and killed in
a
bondage acts of violence.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Okay.
And so it's this kid trying to piece together whether or not his dad
is the killer,
is the serial killer. Yeah. And so, Dylan McDermott does an incredible job. If anyone just wants some fucking, just some slop to watch like that, that's, I'd recommend watching that one.
Slop season.
The Clove Hitch killer.
It's
slop season.
Slop season. Cozy up with the love of your life and watch some slop, some algorithmic.
All right.
What's up?
Well, all right.
What's you about to
ask? Do you have a dude of the week? Because if you don't have a dude of the week, I was going to say, speaking of slop season, did you read that Bustle article about the fellas posting books on their dating app photos to get the honeys, you know?
I mean, I've seen the discourse around men reading and posting about what they're reading, but I didn't read the Bustle. What does it say? Yeah, what's it say about posting it? I mean, I've never done that.
You've never done that. You've never posted some esoteric book online just to hope that some girl is going to slide into your DMs and be like, oh my God, I can't believe you're reading fucking Bluettes or something.
Not my dating profile. I think the other day I was like, you know, Instagram's like, here's a memory from 5 years ago. And it was like a post I had I posted a book like, no, it was more than, it was like 2013. I posted a book on my feed on Instagram. It's a post that's been archived forever. Can't even remember the book. It was some fucking like YA book, I think. Some summer YA book. But
was it called Normal People?
No, this was 2013. it was called Conversation.
Famous YA novel. Yeah.
I'm not on a dating app, bro. Have you done that?
Bro, I don't know. I plead the fifth. I'm in a happy relationship. Any kind of weird dating,
post dating
activity I do, I'm post dating. I'm a wife guy.
Damn, wife guy.
But which I almost got into trouble the other day because I said the word wife guy at a party, and because someone was asking me like, hey, like, do you have any like single friends? I'm like, no, all my friends are wife guys. And this girl next to me, she's black. She heard was, all my friends are white guys. And she turns around and she goes, whoa, what is this conversation? And I had to like back up and I'd explain it. But that is a note though for anyone listening, any friends listening. I don't know too many single guys right now other than Emilio.
Damn, sad.
All my friends are wifed up.
I'm doing something wrong. I'm the problem. I gotta look inwards. Everyone's wifed up.
Damn, Taylor Swift over here.
God, I'm not even gonna.
There's a genuine emotion. You're not even gonna go there. You're not even gonna
no
go there on Taylor Swift.
No, it just all seems so fake. I don't care. I've never really cared for Travis Kelce. Did you watch Travis Kelce's dating show? I didn't even know he was like on a dating show.
I think he was just on The Bachelorette or something.
Was he? But this was like this was obviously like during his football career. Like,
I think it was before he was at the Chiefs, but I don't know. Has he always been at the Chiefs?
He's been at the Chiefs since 2013. So he's been there for 10 years straight out of. Yeah. So like, well, he wasn't, I mean, unless he was on the dating show during his time at Cincinnati. This is how little I know about the Kansas City Chiefs. All I know is Travis Kelce, tight end. Is Andy Reid still the coach?
That Ed is tight.
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is definitely still the coach.
Andy
yeah.
Reid's the coach. And
yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is a billionaire.
Brought him to how many Super Bowls now? They only won two of three. Maybe they went four times.
I used to know. These are the. Well, I shouldn't say pointless. These are the facts I used to know.
Yeah.
I used to really, really be in tune with because I would, back in high school, Monday morning, you know, we sit down at the lunch table and the fellas start chattering. I had to have my input. But ever since then, I haven't. They don't, Tyreek Hill's not on the Chiefs anymore. Recently found out thanks to fantasy football, but I should look that up right now. I bet, sorry, I'm just blabbering at this point.
Right. No, but so you're not a fan of the whole of
the Taylor Swift
the Swifty takeover of the NFL. You're not a fan of that.
Yeah,
a lot of people are angry about this right now. They're like, what? Like all the 40-year-old men are kind of like, what? All right, so I don't know if you watched the game.
watch the game like actually Sunday night,
Sunday evening,
like live. It was against the Jets,
right? You know, it was against the Jets. It was against the Jets, and you know, what's his toes is out, and
what's his toes.
Fucking Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And then so Zach Wilson, this fucking young ass looking white dude,
yeah,
filling in, putting the team on his goddamn back where he has to in order to keep the franchise alive. And
yeah, all his friends are white guys.
Yeah, like they're all white guys. They're all white guys. And Taylor Swift showed up with Ryan Reynolds and that one guy from Queer Eye.
They're just
making a whole event out of it. Every like cutaway, like whenever there was like a timeout or like I don't know, where they had like reset the field or some shit. I don't know what they do during these fucking breaks. There was like some quirky ass Taylor Swift like punny like commentary about just like I wish I could send you a video. I took a video of it. It was just insane that they were just like using her songs. There was like a segment that was like sponsored by The Voice, and it was not Ryan Seacrest. Who was the guy from TRL? He's kind of like, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Anyway, it's not even important. Anyway, they thought it would be funny to teach all the Swifties who were tuning into the NFL, tuning into the game, to teach them the rules of football, or like teach them about like the context of this specific game. And they were using all of Taylor Swift lyrics.
Oh man.
To describe all this. And you know, I thought it was kind of fun. I thought it was fun just for the it's something new. But to later learn the next day that just Barstool was not happy about it. I mean, people are not happy about the Swiftie takeover of the NFL. But I do think there is something really, really funny about this, and I predicted this the moment it came out that Travis Kelce was, you know, that there was, it was speculative at this time that they were dating. I said, oh God, no, this is, don't let the Swifties find out about the Chiefs. They're going to, because they're going to come in. And I predicted it too. I was like, they're going to try to somehow cancel.
Yeah.
Or like try to tell Taylor Swift that she can't be dating somebody on the Chiefs because of the
history behind
the team's
it. Yeah.
name.
And did they do that?
Oh, I found so many tweets about
that.
Oh
man.
Yeah. So
I'm not
that's kind of fun to watch. That's a little fun to watch.
Wow, he's a posy mindset. He's a lover now. I'm all for it. Yeah, it's just when I start seeing a lot of chatter about the same thing. But then again, it's like I was never, the last time I tuned into a Chiefs game was the winter of 2018. Yeah, the winter of 2018.
What were you doing in 2018?
2018, it was a cold night like any other in Chicago in the lovely neighborhood of Logan Square. I was on my way to the airport to go home to visit my beautiful family, to visit my mother in Kansas City. And my flight got delayed like a couple, like 5 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped in. Oh, I wish I could remember the name of this bar. I popped into a bar on whatever street. Do you remember the name of the street where which Intelligentsia used to be on, like the Logan Square location? I know it's like one of the main streets.
It's like Division or something.
No, it was like Wicker Park. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway, I was on that street. I looked into a bar. I saw the game playing. The Chiefs were playing the LA Rams. I had stakes in the game because I had players on both teams in my fantasy football league. And I popped in and, you know, had a beer, watched the game. All I remember is that it was a really high scoring game. Like it was something like 40 to 40 something. And that's the last time I watched. Wait, no, that's a lie because the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl. Have I watched? No.
You've probably watched.
I feel like if I went to a Super Bowl party, you were probably there.
Dude, probably.
But I can't remember. I mean, the last one I remember was 2019.
That's when you moved to New York and you started pulling out, you know, instead of watching the game every Sunday night, you pulled out a little esoteric read.
Dude, posted about it.
Esoteric book.
Logged into my
posted it on the gram.
Movie.com
waited for the DMs
account
to flood in.
Yeah, so no, 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 No dude of the week. That's
no dude of the week. Okay.
No.
What about dude of the week? What about a Dewey Rude? Or
Dewey?
Is this
Rude,
whole show
dude.
Just a bit, one big Dewey Rude?
Yeah. No, I like Dewey Rude to myself actually. Finally returned. So for listeners that don't know, I went on a 6-week tour, rented a car through the app Turo. So on the app Turo, if you're not familiar, you're renting somebody else's car. I guess I didn't really start thinking about this until you and friend of the pod, Evan C4, started kind of like making a big deal about the fact that I had put over 10,000 miles on this guy's car in 6 weeks. You know, he started asking, does that guy know you were doing that? And I just like, you know, having never used the app Turo, I kind of went into it with the mindset of renting from like a traditional car rental service where like they don't give a fuck. You know, you rent the car to drive.
It's not their car. They bought all these cars as assets, right?
You know, would you think I was going to rent the car for 6 weeks?
No, Turo,
it's
like their personal fucking vehicle. It's their personal vehicle.
Yeah. So I had, you know, I changed the oil. I was treating it. Gonna bleep this out, but that simple, that made me like pretty like anxious about the car. So I was treating it as my own before turning it in. You know, I had the inside cleaned really well, the outside, I got a 15-point check, everything was fine. I even replaced the air filter inside, you know, topped off all the liquids. But the day I was supposed to return it, it was the same day you were driving back from upstate, just torrential downpour in New York. I was like, there's no fucking way I'm driving what should be like an hour and 10 out to Long Island. It was going to be like a 3-hour drive. My mom was coming into town that day. I was like, I'm not doing this. So I extended the car rental. And I think I sent you a screenshot of the messages I got back. And I said something in my initial message about wanting to you know, get it cleaned and turning it in a few days later. And the guy was like, not the exact wording, but something along the lines of, you should get all the tires changed, the oil service. You've been all around the US of A with the car. And I like instantly responded being like, you know, I've been taking care of it as my own, already changed the oil.
Yeah.
And I didn't even notice this message until, because he sent two messages, and I noticed the first one that was like, God bless you or something. But then the second one was, because I'm quite concerned about my car, LOL. And so then I started getting kind of like nervous about turning in. I went in the app, checked the odometer at the beginning. So I didn't put, I'd been telling you guys I put like 16,000 miles. It wasn't. It was only like 14,400.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sounds a lot better.
You know, 1,000 miles, that's, I forget what the stat was. What's C4 say? The average miles. So,
yeah. I don't know. He said you put on like 14,000 miles a year. You put a year's worth of miles on this guy's car.
13,000.
6 weeks.
13,500 miles per year. It equates to well over 1,000 miles every month. So 1,000 makes a difference, because that's some.
Did it go over well? Like, was it fine? Like, you're not in trouble?
There's some tension there. I dropped off the car, left a good review, got a good review back, but.
Okay.
Got a good verbal review back, but then I got, which I'm never using the fucking app again, but it gave me 3 out of 5 stars. So I was like, okay, I get it. But
all right. So the reason why you caught Evan and me laughing, and it was just because like, we were just putting ourselves in that guy's shoes, mm-hmm. being like this kid from from Brooklyn. He must got like a 6-week gig that's like upstate or something that he has to keep driving back and forth, you know? Turns out it's gone coast to coast.
Yeah.
And around some in a car. It's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. And I'm like, the thing is, we can laugh about it now because it's like, the
car's back.
It's back. You're not in trouble. But just the fact that like the value of that guy's car just shaved in half over 6 weeks.
Hey, the value fucking halves the minute you take it off the lot. So
no, I know, not halves, sorry, but I know. Yeah. I just think it's so funny. It's no, just like it's it went well. It's just, I don't know. I just,
yeah, no, you, I get, yeah. I, yeah, you guys put it in perspective. I mean, you weren't the only, then my sister was also like, yeah, it's kind of fucked up. And I guess my line of reasoning was, you know, you don't, you had to accept the request. Like, I sent in a request to rent the car for 6 weeks. There, you know, if you're renting your car, there's a possibility. It's not like I, like, you know, fucking damaged it. I just, you know, I got a lot of wear out of the car. But yeah, so that's, I guess Dewey rude on myself.
Hey, look, it all worked out.
All worked out.
You came back in one piece. You came back a little richer.
Nope. I broke. Yeah, once I paid rent, dropped off the rent check on Monday or on Sunday. He picked it up yesterday, and now I'm back at zero. So we. Okay. But I guess it's like, hey, I didn't lose money.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you gain in experience. You're richer in experience.
Yeah,
you've got. Richer dozens of new fans.
Yeah, richer in fans. Richer
memories. Years of driving experience under your belt. You can fucking, if you ever had to, you could become a truck driver.
I can park anywhere. I feel like I can do anything. It's also got me thinking. I kind of want to, kind of not. I mean, I had it this weekend, and it was with my mom in town. And even kind of when we went to go eat somewhere, not close, you know, but if it was like a 30-minute.
Yeah.
If it was like a 30, 40 minute train ride, like we just drove. And yeah, it's kind of got me thinking, like, be nice to have a car in the city.
Oh yeah. I definitely want a car. Definitely want one now.
So I'm thinking, yeah,
I don't want to pay for parking. Like, I don't want to do the whole entire switching of streets to have free parking. I don't want to pay for insurance.
The insurance is the biggest thing for me, but
it's not that bad. Like on top of the payments of like wherever you get your car, or if you buy it like outright. You got more stories you could tell listeners if they
pull
show
up
to next week's U-Mall. Pull up. It's outside of, for people in Brooklyn, if you're familiar, outside of the Burroughs Hillsong location, aka Vital. That wasn't all right.
Is it? I don't know what you. The I don't know what the with the
I don't know. I was it was a bad joke. I just feel like Vital gives me Hillsong
vibes.
Gives me like mega church energy, and it's
I can see that.
I don't know. I don't like it anyway. But it's gonna be right outside Lot Radio, right near Vital. Come with your friends. Bring Venmo, bring Apple. Actually, I don't have Venmo. Bring Apple Pay.
Bring your bring your single, your non-wife white guys. Bring your non-wife guys.
And bring your appetite for skincare and
clothes,
just
musical
objects,
equipment. Chilling. I mean, the event is very conducive to
chilling.
It's a
big chiller vibe.
Yeah. So come out. Come hang out. But not for
right.
too long.
Until next time, we are gearing up for more shows. We're thinking through some things. Guests are coming. Thanks for hanging on here. Thanks for allowing us to take a breather. Next time we'll announce when we take one and we will just like fall off. And
there's an idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we'll tell you guys. All right. We'll talk soon.